my name's Louise Henderson and I'm from Dundee City Council, another Dundonian here, a few over there as well. I'm an education support officer for ICT in nursery and primary. And like you, I think the C is the most important part of my title. IT often gives me a slight headache, but with the C in it, it does make it quite exciting. So, okay, I'm going to show you basically this evening how in Dundee we've been ensuring GLOW is underpinned firmly by curriculum for excellence, how we've been making sure that we are meeting the experiences and outcomes in a very enriched manner, and more importantly how we are fulfilling four capacities and what the four capacities mean to us in Dundee City Council. So first of all, successful learners who work with enthusiasm and motivation. Well, I particularly think in Dundee, the ICT support section, we're always working with enthusiasm and motivation. But really, to get our teachers into GLOW, we really had to get them using curriculum for excellence, showing them how curriculum for excellence could be used within GLOW. So interactive literacy in GLOW Meet. I don't know if any of you have actually used GLOW Meet. Anyone here using it? Successfully? Wonderful, wonderful. We're very privileged in Dundee to have a writer in residence, Nick Hesketh, and he's written many of his own novels, and he goes around visiting schools, and he is just a fantastic resource. But what we really wanted to do was have him targeting all of the schools across Dundee and targeting our early year sector in particular at that point, because they couldn't see a reason to use GLOW. And he created his own version of the Three Little Pigs, which was absolutely wonderful. All our early years practitioners were involved in this, and a lot of children then created their own recipes for wolf soup and uploaded them into the GLOW group and shared them right across our authority. We then went a step further using Bodkin Keeper of the Marsh, which is one of Nick Hesketh's novels, and videoed him doing his GLOW meet and then uploaded it into one of our groups through TeacherTube. If you're not familiar with TeacherTube, there's a vast amount of resources there. This then evolved and got bigger and bigger, and we said, oh, there's actually something here, because loads of our schools across Dundee are being engaged in our GLOW meets, listening to Nick Hesketh and just finding out what's happening and how they can use that to link into their plans. Then came the writer's workshop, and this has certainly been a joint project between nursery, primary and the secondary staff tutors, and also one of our education support officers, Moira Foster, to create the writer's workshop. We have managed to get some authors from across Scotland to come into Dundee to do national GLOW meet. Nick Hesketh obviously started us off, James Robertson, and our last GLOW meet was with Jill Arbuthnot, which was absolutely fantastic, and that was looking at functional writing. And we had schools in from right across Scotland. We also had a school come in who had HMIE in that day, and I know she got an excellent report because all the children were completely engaged. We then had a little discussion with the author at the end of it, and it was just one of the best lessons that I've been engaged in such a long time. She was fantastic. So there will be more national GLOW meets for the writer's workshop. So again, National GLOW Group, go in there and have a wee look at it. Responsible citizens making informed choices and decisions. Promoting joint working right across our authority, that's what it's all about, breaking down the sectors, breaking down the barriers between sectors. We have been very busy in Dundee City Council creating GLOW groups at authority level for curriculum for excellence, literacy, numeracy and health and wellbeing. Our 21st century literacy GLOW group actually started off as a moving image education GLOW group. And as we know, in literacy for curriculum for excellence, all text matters. It's not just about reading books, it's about animations, it's about films, and it's about this enriching experience. This GLOW group is a very popular GLOW group. It's a one-stop shop for all resources, for GLOW meets, and I can go on and on and on about this. We have tailored resources for the early level, all the way up through to first, second, third, etc. We've got just a whole wealth of resources in there. We also have GLOW meets working right across our authority, linking schools together. So for example, one of our projects, Peace and Conflict, brought all of our cluster primary schools together in one area where they were actually planning the project together using the GLOW meet facility. It worked absolutely brilliantly well, again linking in with their associate secondary school, and they actually won one of the prizes for Focus on Achievement in Dundee City Council this year. It was, and it all ended up in a big tea dance where they all came together. effective contributors, making communicating in different ways and in different settings. A transition. I have this great vision for transition, between, particularly between our primaries and our secondaries. I really want every secondary school in our authority to have a transition glow group. So welcoming primary pupils into their secondary establishment, having a familiar face, getting to meet the pupils, getting to meet the teachers. Braveview Academy was probably one of the first secondary schools in Dundee to actually really get this glow group up and running. Loads of tabs, loads of resources. Primary schools have taken their own tab in there as well, just to show the secondaries what they're actually doing for transition, and then linking in with their associate primaries as well. We're almost there. Most of the secondary schools now have a glow group, and a lot of our primaries are engaging in that glow group, but it is a very slow process, but we're getting there. It's a journey. It's seriously taken off between our nursery and primary sectors. Where our primaries have created glow groups and our nurseries have created glow groups as well. And again, it's just this welcome, which is really, really nice. And what was really funny about these transition glow groups, when we were speaking to the children about what are your fears, what are your concerns, in secondary, the kids were saying, oh, it's just about meeting new people, about how do I go to the toilet, like who do I ask, where do I hang my coat, what do I do with my packed lunch? And then we asked the nursery kids, and they said exactly the same thing. They all have exactly the same fears and worries about transition going to their new schools. And these glow groups hopefully do try to instill some confidence into the pupils. Because remember, glow anytime, anywhere, they can access at home, they can sit with their parents and access that information as well. This was a wonderful project in Cluffington Primary School and all the associate primaries. This was a teacher who was quite ICT illiterate, I'm allowed to say that to yourself. Very, very scared of using ICT, but created this glow group. Look at the amount of tabs, the amount of information. All the nursery kids could go into this glow group anytime they want to, get the information, meet the other pupils that are going to be joining them in primary one. Also, I've got some primary schools who use, just put their GlowMeet webcam on, and the nursery kids can just come in anytime they want to, see what's going on in the class that day. Let's have a look to see what the wall displays are like and the areas that they've organised in their classes as well. Glow, meet and transition and glow groups, fingers crossed, I will reach my goal, maybe end of this year, but maybe next year, but we're getting there. Okay, confident individuals can achieve success. An active learning glow group has been a phenomenal success. Active learning, a time of great fear for many of my primary colleagues. Through this glow group, we've managed to link with our nursery colleagues, and I keep pointing here because I've got one of my early years practitioners here, showing primary teachers how to engage in active learning, how to organise their classes, and a whole wealth of resources in here. Again, as an ICT support section, we've purchased loads of resources for active learning, and rather than just giving them out, we actually got the teachers to come into this glow group and bid for them. And not just bid for them and say, I want them, but tell me how you're going to use them, what impact it will have on your class, your pupils, and then after you've used them, show me your evaluation. And within this glow group, we have got flip charts, we have got Promethean flip charts, smart flip charts, we have got videos, we have got plans. Everything is being shared there. Now, that's a super enriching experience. And again, breaking down those barriers.